inter alia, on the application of practices around child labour for the prevention or identification of cases and subsequent investigation of such cases. At the outset, I'd like to note that over the past few years, Turkmenistan has been very active, cooperating proactively with the ILO. We have developed a trust-based, strong cooperative partnership with that agency, the result of which has been the adoption of two roadmaps for 2023-24 and 2024-25. I'd like to note that point two of the current roadmap and 1.2 of planned measures cover the compilation of recommendations to bring national legislation of Turkmenistan in line with international norms, including overhaul the list of jobs, professions, and profiles with hazardous working conditions related to cotton picking. The roadmap was signed by the Labour Minister in July under an order which included amendments to the list of jobs and professions with hazards or extreme hazards in the working conditions where persons under 18 cannot be employed to do such work. Inter alia, two lines, the cotton pickers were included in that list. In July, the amendment was made, and monitoring over implementation and compliance falls under the authority of the appropriate ministries, including law enforcement agencies, who are responsible for their own monitoring programs. Under point two of the key priorities of that same roadmap, since June, we have entered into an active phase of work for conducting training sessions, workshops, and various forms of negotiations and consultations with the local municipal authorities, business circles, and individual citizens to raise awareness on the issues of preventing child labor during the cotton harvest period and mobilization of the population for those ends. The Labour Ministry and the ILO conducted a joint project compiling informative materials on the eve of the harvest season for cotton. As regards notifications and complaints on violation of the regulations on child labour, it's very difficult at the moment to provide you with any statistical data. The absence of such state statistical data is partly due to the lack of complaints and reports, which is a result perhaps of the low level awareness amongst the population of the very existence of such mechanisms, but also because of the low level of labor inspection organization. Under 1.7 of the current roadmap, there are provisions for the creation of an accessible, simple, effective mechanism for all persons involved in this work, for them to be able to easily make referrals or complaints if they witness violations of the legislation. Under the current cotton harvest season, we have integrated a feedback mechanism to make sure that it functions effectively. We laid down two channels for reporting, the first through the Office of the Ombudsman and the second using ILO channels. It's important to note that this mechanism covers not just child labour during the cotton harvest period, but also all other issues related to violation of minimal working conditions. During at the completion of this pilot scheme, we will review how it functioned and perhaps find ways to improve it. I'd also like to take the opportunity to say a few words about the question raised about prevention of any form of environmental disasters or punishment where the human factor was a cause and there was liability. The Administrative Code of Turkmenistan has provisions and specific articles on nature and the ecology. It's around 50 different articles that cover preserving the environment. There is punishment, fines of specific sums, depending on the degree of adverse impact, and also detention up to 5 days for certain infractions. For more serious crimes, the Criminal Code has an entire chapter, Chapter 31. Ecological crimes, around 16 different crimes are set forth. There are specific rules for the transport of harmful substances, liability for pollution of soil, water, air, and so forth, and there are minimal terms of up to 2 years and up to 10 for imprisonment as a punishment. Other punishments are also provided for. As regards natural disasters, we are just beginning to develop legislation. The Environmental Ministry, together with other agencies in the country, is currently doing work on this issue to improve this mechanism bilaterally and also through consultations with our partner countries in the region, as well as regional and international organizations. Thank you. I have a few words to add about reproductive health. I'd like to note that, as my colleague already said, in schools, the classes are